Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Hosanna, H-O-S-A-N-A, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. The petitioner, Hosanna Joseph, refused to complete any intake questionnaire and paperwork at the instruction of her attorney. Good, we were copying on correspondence to you from him on 1-5-24. Period, he advised the client not to complete any form in the doctor's office. Period, if the examining doctor wishes a form completed, he wanted this faxed to him, and he would complete it with his client and fax it back to the doctor's office. Period, at his request, we did send him a blank questionnaire to be completed with his client, but he never did so. Period. Accordingly, the only information provided directly from the client were her present complaints. That will be inserted. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Joseph was seen at the emergency room on 2/17/21. Period. She was walking in a parking lot at her job that morning when a car hit into her left side. Period. She had left hip and left thigh pain. Period. She was able to ambulate after the injury. Period. She did not have head trauma or loss of consciousness. Period. She was evaluated and underwent x-rays of the left hip that showed no acute findings. Period. She was diagnosed with acute hip pain and acute back pain, for which she was treated and released. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen on 2/22/21 by Dr. Robinson. Period. He wrote on 2/17/21 she was struck twice in the back by a motor vehicle, causing her to fall to the ground on her left side. Period. She was seen at the emergency room where she was examined and released. Period. She currently complained of pain in her thoracic spine and lumbar spine, as well as pain in her left hip, comma, left knee, comma, and right wrist. Period. Dr. Robinson noted lumbar x-rays taken in the office that day were unremarkable. Period. His diagnoses were subluxations in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines, sacroiliac joint sprain, left hip pain, left knee pain, and left lumbar radiculopathy with muscle spasm. Period. He initiated her on a course of chiropractic treatment. Period. She was also referred for orthopedic consultation and MRIs of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen at Concentra on 2/26/21 by Dr. Quash, Q-U-A-S-H. Period. She learned Ms. Joseph had not been back to work since the injury. Period. She claimed her pain level was 10/10 and was in moderate distress. Period. However, her heart rate was normal. Period. X-rays showed no fracture, but did reveal decreased intervertebral space at L1-2 and L2-3. Period. She was diagnosed with lumbar strain and motor vehicle accident injuring pedestrian, for which she was placed in a back brace and on acetaminophen and muscle rub. Period. She was also prescribed an electric heating pad and a referral for physical therapy. period, she continued to be seen at Concentra over the ensuing weeks period. On 3-2-21, orthopedic consultation was done by Dr. Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A. Period, she had already seen chiropractor Dr. Robinson and was scheduled for MRIs in the next few days. Period. She was having pain in the right hand and right wrist. That was getting better over the last few days. Period, the second issue was pain in her left hip and lower back. Period. He diagnosed left knee pain with possible meniscal tear, comma, right hand and wrist pain, and left hip and lower back pain. Period. He instructed her to Dr. Herrera instructed her to continue with the chiropractor for lower back issues. Period. She was referred for an MRI of the left knee and physical therapy for the left knee. Period. NSAIDs were to be used for pain control. Period. MRI of the thoracic spine was done on 3-4-21. Period. It showed only posterior disc bulge at T11-12, impinging upon the anterior thecal sac. Period. Lumbar spine MRI the same day showed a 4.9-centimeter hematoma of the left anterior abdominal wall. Period. There was posterior bulge at 04-5. Period. She later did undergo MRI of the left knee on 3-22-21. Period. It showed hamstring and gastrocnemius tendinopathy with soft tissue edema, comma, patellar tendinopathy, comma, quadris tendinopathy, comma, as well as anterior cruciate ligament mucoid change. Period. Dr. Herrera saw her on 3-30-21, after which there was a gap in documented treatment until 9-28-21. Period. She related she was working with her workers' compensation doctors, but for some reason they stopped treatment. Period. She referred to pain in the lower back, persisting and traveling down to the left lower extremity, in the lateral aspect of the thigh, although the lateral aspect of the knee all the way down to the foreleg was also included. Period. She has an otalgic gait, secondary to pain in the lower back, as well as the left knee area, but no signs of foot drop. Period. He noted the results of her left knee MRI and diagnosed left knee pain of left lower extremity radiculopathy. Period. He then referred her for a spine specialist to deal with her radiculopathy symptoms. Period. Some of her interim visits with Concentra will now be described. Period. 3-10-21. She complained of low back pain that had worsened, as well as numbness in the left knee. Period. She has begun on cyclobenzaprine and was to continue Motrin. Period. On 3-23-21, she stated she is still in pain and having problems with bending and moving a certain way, with no progression in this lumbar pain. Per the results of her lumbar MRI were noted. Period. She was going to continue conservative care with medications and physical therapy. Period. On 4-13-21, she was still having some pain and numbness and tingling in the left leg. Period. She is tolerating therapy well and was using an outside therapist. Period. She continued to be seen frequently at around 4:30, 21. Reported she was doing better as far as her lower back pain, but was still having sharp pain. Period. Exam found tenderness to palpation in the lower lumbar spine. Period. There was somewhat decreased active range of motion. Period. Straight leg raise and midriff were negative bilaterally on the right and the left. Period. Her diagnoses were abdominal wall hematoma, common lumbar intervertebral bulge and disc, common motor vehicle accident, injuring pedestrian, common and lumbar strain. Period. She was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. On the visit of new paragraph. On the visit of 5/4/21, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz, who noted her course of treatment to date. Period. He wrote, clinically, she has a lumbosacral strain, for which he opined she was capable of restricted duty. Period. He wanted her to use an anti-inflammatory therapeutically and continue with physical therapy. Period. On 6/20/22, Dr. Lipschultz performed a need for treatment evaluation. He noted having evaluated her on 5/4/21. Period. As was the case in my office, she refused to fill out any paperwork concerning her treatment or complaints. Period. He did review the records that were available. Period. She told him she had never returned to her prior job and was looking for a new job. Period. She complains of diffuse low back pain that occasionally radiates into the left lower extremity to around the knee. Period. She denies radiation to her calf, foot, or ankle. Period. Upon exam, she had 90 degrees lumbar flexion, common 10 to 20 degrees of extension, with increased back pain. Period. Straight leg raising and sitting root stretch signs were both negative. Period. She had intact strength and sensation. Period. She was able to heel and toe walk as well as to single leg hop, but this caused back pain. Period. Range of motion was bilaterally full and symmetric at the hips and knees. Period. He explained MRIs of the thoracic and lumbar spine did not reveal any evidence of disc herniation. Period. She nevertheless continued to have back pain with left lung symptoms, so he recommended electrodiagnostic testing. Period. Dr. Rosenberg performed EMG on 4/5/23. Period. There were no signs of left lumbar radiculopathy. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Manual muscle testing yielded ratchet-like weakness in shoulder abduction bilaterally, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Extremities lower. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Knees, hips, and pelvis, normal. Spine, cervical. Active flexion was variable between 30 and 45 degrees, with left rotation to 70 degrees. Period. Right rotation as well as bilateral side bending and extension were full. Period. When distracted, she had full range of motion in all spheres with no outward signs of discomfort. Thoracic normal lumbosacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees, placing her hand on the back to display exaggerated pain response. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 50 degrees and left at 70 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. She had positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 2/17/21, Hassana Joseph was a pedestrian struck by a vehicle while entering the workplace. Period. She fell primarily onto her left side, but did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Period. She was seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays of the left hip and pelvis were negative. Period. She followed up with a chiropractor named Dr. Robinson. Period. She was then seen by Dr. Quash at Concentra, who treated her conservatively for various sprains. Period. She also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Herrera. Period. The petitioner underwent MRI of the thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and left knee, all to be inserted here. New paragraph, she participated in physical therapy. Period. She was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz, who recommended conservative care. Period. He performed a need for treatment exam on 6/20/22. That was unrevealing. Period. In light of her radicular complaints, she had an EMG on 4/5/23 that failed to identify any radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found her general appearance to be consistent with someone who remains highly functional in personal care. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the lower extremities, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. She had positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the mid back, comma, low back, comma, left hip, comma, left leg, comma, left knee, comma, right wrist, and right hand. Period. In this event, the petitioner has sustained soft tissue injuries that have long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. Her symptoms are disproportionate to the objective findings, comma, diagnostic studies, and mechanism of injury in this case from nearly 3 years ago. Period.